going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All eyes were on the Pittsburgh Steelers last night. They were picking 21. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. And we thought, could this be it? Could this be the place where Shedeur Sanders lands, goes to Pittsburgh? Mike Tomlin, clearly a strong enough head coach, a entrenched enough head coach to not have to worry about any of the Deion stuff and Deion's celebrity having an impact. And we're waiting and we're waiting. And what happened? The Steelers went Steelers. They took Derek Harmon from Oregon, the 6'5", 315-pound defensive lineman, and they needed someone who could stop the run or help them stop the run. This certainly works. But Pearl, it does leave us with a lot of questions, including who is going to be playing quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, the GM said they're going to get four coming into camp, right? Yeah. So what does that mean? That means
they've got two right now.
They got two. That means they draft somebody in the fourth round. Say, let's say Will Howard out of Ohio State, fourth or fifth round. That's fine. Backup round. And then I think they bring in another veteran. I think that you could... I'm not totally ruling out Kirk Cousins, Carson Wentz, whatever. There's a bunch of old guys floating around. I don't hate it because I did not think Shedeur Sanders was going to work there. I don't think they could have supported Shedeur Sanders the way he needed to. I just thought that that would not be a great fit. So I'm fine with Pittsburgh. Oh, and Aaron Rodgers, too. I forgot about that.
Right. So let's get to...
I was giving them Carson Wentz. Yeah, they could have Aaron Rodgers coming.
Well, let's talk about that, shall we? Josina Anderson, very plugged in newsbreaker. She said, I'm told the Steelers communicated with Aaron Rodgers at the beginning of the week. They would like to receive an answer from him before the draft, at least 48 hours, per league sources. And then she says this, Steelers know the outcome of that conversation. And that is, to me, how I read that, is Rodgers is coming. Now, listen, if you loved Shedeur or you love Jackson Dart or Bill Rowe as the future of your program, then sure, you're going to take him with the first round pick. But I don't think they love them as the future, clearly.
Yep.
They don't have a second round pick unless they want to start trading up for one. So they're probably going to get closed out of Milrow and Shedeur.
I mean, Shedeur could be the number one pick tonight. So he could go 33 to Cleveland and then they can't even trade up that high anyway.
And then it's over. So I think they know that Rodgers is coming. And I think Josina's saying that, like, they finally had to put a little force Rodgers. I know he's going through stuff in his personal life, but they needed to nudge him a little bit. Like, hey, are we doing this? Are we not doing it? And they feel like they've now bought themselves a year. That to me is what I saw and what I'm reading into her tweet.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the fact that they didn't take Shedeur says, because having Rodgers and Shedeur there wouldn't make sense. Because if you have Rodgers, you need as much talent around him as possible. You need that first round pick. You need Derek Harmon. You need to be sort of all in. You're only getting, what, 1, maybe 2 years with Rodgers. You can't have Shedeur sitting there. For some reason, Pittsburgh's always a win now team. There's no real building there to their detriment. I think it's hurting them. They try with Kenny Pickett. But it feels like Rodgers to me. I mean, I don't think we could get good odds on this right now. Is there any other option for him? No. This is it, and I don't think he wants to retire.
And let's be honest, I don't know what the ceiling is for the Steelers with Rodgers at this point. Nobody yeah. can predict that. Could he have this great out-of-nowhere season? Possibly. Could they make it to the divisional round, maybe make it to the conference championship game? I don't know if there'd necessarily be a Super Bowl team. Weirder things have happened, for sure. But it has just, I think, buys them a little time because I think they didn't want to make the Kenny Pickett mistake all over again, which is we have this, you know, we're mid-late first round. Yeah. We don't love the quarterbacks here. Yeah. Let's not force it. Here's Omar Khan, the GM, giving a pretty cold response to whether or not they were tempted at all to take a quarterback.
Point out to us on Tuesday, you only have two quarterbacks on the roster. You wanted to have four when you get to Latrobe. Were you at all tempted to go QB with only one guy off the board by the time you got up to 21?
You know, we were on the clock. We got the player that we wanted.
That's it. That's all you're getting. This is the Steelers' way. So, you know, we're not going to see them pick until the third round now unless they, again, make a trade. But I think this means Rodgers is coming there. And, you know, honestly, after taking the temperature of Steelers fans, I know they're not thrilled about Rodgers because
yeah.
he comes in with a lot of baggage.
Yep.
However, I don't think they really wanted a reach quarterback either because you just lived through the Kenny Pickett experience. Shador would have been fun, yeah. would have been cool, palate cleanser. But I don't know if they wanted the, you know, trying to talk yourself into a guy that Perloff you never thought would have been yeah. a good fit with this offense anyway.
Absolutely. And Jeremy Fowler from ESPN reported the Steelers were looking at a 2-year draft window. They were eyeing the next two drafts, which they should. Say, I think the best case scenario for the Steelers is Rodgers good for the next 2 years, and then they're in that killer draft, the 2027. And who knows, they can move up and get. I think you might have another 6 quarterback draft in 2 years. You might have 4 next year. So there's a lot of opportunities. If you had drafted Shador, then you're tied to Shador for 5 years. So, I mean, theoretically, if he's any good, you're definitely going to have him there. I like where they're going because there's no risk with Rodgers. If it doesn't work, what's the problem? Maybe, I mean, if it's terrible, that's the best thing that could happen. They go 4-13 and maybe get a shot at a quarterback finally.
Here's the only way it maybe backfires if, and this is yep. a big if ownership is tiring of Tomlin.
Well, is that a backfire? For Steelers fans, I'd be thrilled with that.
Get a new coach?
Yeah, I mean, we had this argument where I said, I think Mike Tomlin has a lifetime pass. You disagreed with me, and a Steelers blog picked up that take and said it was you who said it. And the vitriol,
I know.
People said, how can Maggie say he's got a lifetime pass? He's killing this franchise.
It's like, I didn't. Perloff did.
But the point was, the Steelers
the
fans do not.
On him.
They want him gone. They do not want to be 9-8 for the next 5 years. They want something radical. I feel like Rodgers fits the bill.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So you're welcome to weigh yeah. in now on the Steelers, the strategy. I'm wondering if there was a possibility yeah. for the Steelers to have been the team that traded with the Falcons. Like the Falcons yeah. traded with the Rams and got a future first round pick. I wonder if maybe the Steelers could have said, maybe we'll let you call if you want to get James Pierce, but I don't know.
Diana Russini said yesterday they were trying to trade out of that pick. That's, by the way, then when she said that, it must have been, what time was she on? 9 a.m. or yeah. she was on early. I was like, oh, that's the first time. I'm like, oh, they're not taking Shador.
Yeah.
If they're trying to trade out, this is not happening. So actually, let me move it forward for a second. Cleveland sits with the first pick of the second round. Is that Shador?
Well, they not only have the first pick, they've got two of the first four picks
yeah.
now because of the trade that they made with Jacksonville. And if you're just tuning in, if you're yeah. just getting caught up on what happened last night, the draft starts with Cam Ward going number one, and then boom, blockbuster trade. Jacksonville comes up from 5-2 to get Travis Hunter. They traded a boatload of picks for it, though. They swapped 36, so that's the fourth pick in the second round, a fourth round pick, and then next year's first round pick. And that's the one we think is really, really valuable because people like that class better than this class.
But it's a really interesting debate that I'm sure Pittsburgh went over in their head too. If Cleveland wants to wait until next year's class or the year after it, then they can't take Shador at 33 tonight. I mean,
No, I don't think they are.
Yeah, it's really
know.
Interesting. Or also the Tyler Shuck they reportedly like too.
That's true.
At that 30s. I don't know. But I don't know. Can you take a second round quarterback and then still get in next year?
I don't think so.
I don't think next year's class is that great. I keep saying that. I mean, You really, you watched Drew Aller this year. Are you waiting on a quarterback for Drew Aller?
Well, but he's coming back, so we're going to get another year of development and all of that. Anyway.
Can he pull? Anyway, yeah, I just don't think, I think it's a fantasy to say next year's class is going to be so great. So I think Cleveland right now is sitting pouring over tape of Cade Klubnik, Drew Aller, Garrett Nussmeier, and they are wondering, maybe I'm pushing this too far, but this is a big picture debate. If we take a quarterback right now, and the Steelers had it too, are we getting boxing ourselves out of next year's class?
Well, the New York Giants clearly didn't have to worry about that calculus because, or they don't care because they were the team, yeah. The only team that traded back into the first round to take a quarterback. And it was not Shedeur Sanders who fell out of the first round. That's the other headline from last night. They took Jackson Dart from Ole Miss. And do you want to play this now or do you want to save it? Okay. So obviously we're here in New York City. The Giants have been just in the crosshairs for many, many years. But this was interesting because they had the third overall pick where they took Abdul Carter, the standout pass rusher from Penn State. And then they did trade back in to get Jackson Dart. Our pal Greg Giannotti, Gio, not a fan of Jackson Dart apparently. Caller calls into WFAN this morning, and this happened.
You've done nothing but rip the Giants since 6 o'clock this morning. Okay. How many Ole Miss games have you actually watched all year? Okay?
I sat there and watched.
If the Giants like a quarterback, you go out and get him, Gio.
Okay, Mike. Hey, listen to me. Hold on for a second.
Hold on a second! New York.
For God's sakes, I'll talk to you.
Okay, there's more. This is so New York. There's more.
How many Ole Miss games did John Gruden watch of Jackson Dart? And I'll tell you right now, he thinks he stinks.
How many times have you watched him play?
How many times have you watched him play, Mike?
More than you.
How many times have you watched him? Seriously. You're a Giants fan. So you're going to go off every one of their picks. He's from Ole Miss like Eli. You're probably one of those sickos who sat there and defended Daniel Jones for 6 freaking years.
I can't believe there's more to this. Is Gio alive? Can we go check on him? Go ahead.
He's a pudgy Utah clapper. Pudgy. How many games at Ole Miss? I don't need to watch any games at Ole Miss. How many games at BYU did I watch Zach Wilson play? 0, and I knew he was going to suck. And he did.
NFL draft passion.
Gio.
Oh, wow. You know what's funny about this? The pudgy Jackson Dart thing, which is Phil Simms said it. Pearl, you're usually the body shame police. You're the one who calls people pudgy, including LeBron James at one point, which all laughed at you.
I figured he did a shirtless ad in the middle of the summer when he wasn't in game fit. He looks way better now. No, I Jackson Dart's face looks a little puffy.
Pudgy Utah clapper!
But, by the way, John Gruden probably watched every Ole Miss game. That threw me off. Like, that's his.
No, John Gruden did a quarterback film room thing with Jackson Dart, and he asked him, okay, what's like your cadence? And what's your cadence like? And Jackson Dart goes, all right, I'll show you my cadence. And he goes, stands up and he goes, that was it.
That's my Super Bowl winning quarterback right there, baby.
And then Gruden goes, well, did you have any like dummy calls or anything like that? And he goes, yeah, we did have a dummy call. He goes, all right, what was the dummy call? And Jackson Dart goes, Gruden's like, are you serious?
So pudgy Utah clapper.
Listen, this is more of the, well, that's funny from Gio. This is the real thing about the offense that Lane Kiffin was running. And a lot of these, some of these college offenses are so far from the pro style. And Tom Brady ripped it and says it's too simple and it's not about, you know, developing and all that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of draft people made the same exact mistake with Matt Corral 2 years ago. I was like, oh, Matt Corral probably, if he didn't have off-the-field problems, would have been 25th pick because he was killing it in Lane's offense. So, yeah, this is definitely a thing. I just think the one thing that's good for the Giants fans, if you're a 25, you can get back in on Arch next year. No problem. Or
it's
2 years from now.
It's a first-round quarterback, dude. Like,
but 25, I think smart teams are really, they're totally willing to move on. I mean, the famous one was the Cardinals took Josh Rosen at 10 and then went Kyler Murray the next year.
Well, that's because they ended up being so bad they got the number one overall pick and everyone got fired.
Giants are definitely, I would say, in the mix for the number one pick next year, wouldn't you say? They're probably in the bottom five.
Abdul Carter, I think people believe that defensive line's going to be really good.
I think they're bottom five in win total. I would imagine. I mean, they could. 2 years ago, they surprised everyone and were, 9-7-1. They are definitely in the mix for number one next year.
But here's the thing. If the Giants are not sold on Jackson Dart and giving him a real shot to be their franchise quarterback, why did you trade back into the first round? Why are you doing this?
I think they are, but I don't think this totally, and you didn't have to give up much. I don't think this totally knocks you out of the Arch running. If for some reason it doesn't work out, I think Arch comes out in 2 years and you're sitting there at number one. If it doesn't work out, it means they're bad.
Right, right.
Then at least you're not, at the 25th pick, you're not killing yourself to get, if they take him third, it would be a totally different discussion.
Sure, sure.
Then we'd be like, oh my God, the Giants are doomed for life if you don't like Jackson Dart. Now they got him at 25. I mean, come on. It's 25 quarterbacks. It's kind of like Brady Quinn territory. If it works out, great. It's a bit of a shot.
Well, Brady Quinn is thought of as, I like him personally, but he's thought of as a bust. I think that, did we say that about Kenny Pickett, though? When he was taken 21 by the Steelers, I think we thought, he's going to be the next franchise guy. I don't know why it'd be any different for the Giants.
Well, yeah, and look what the Steelers did. They moved on immediately, and it didn't really kill them. I mean,
it's killing them.
It's not really killing them, though. I mean, who would they? They probably would have taken a lineman.
Any other head coach would have gotten fired over that.
Over Kenny?
Yes.
I mean, listen.
The offensive coordinator got fired. Any other head coach would have gotten fired.
I did
for that kind of miss.
I tweeted out a list of, you know, quarterbacks rarely go in the 20s. It's just not a spot. If you like them, you have to take them higher. But it never, except for the Packers, it never ever works out. Usually it's bad news because there's a reason. Here are the guys who went in the 20s. It was Kenny Pickett. They moved on almost immediately. Jordan Love was good. Paxton Lynch, they moved on immediately.
Yep.
Johnny Manziel, they moved on really fast. Manziel only got 2 years, they moved on. So, it hurts. Brandon Whedon, they moved on. Tebow, they moved on. In 2 years, they got Peyton Manning. I think you can rebuild fast as long as you don't give up the three pick. So, honestly, say you don't like Jackson Dart. Are you panicking if you're a Giants fan? You're probably like, might as well take a shot. That's how I would say.
Listen, I don't know. We have Giants fans here. We can ask them, but the coach and the GM will be gone. So, that's what I'm saying.
But they're going to be gone anyway.
Well, so this did mean something. You know, it doesn't, it's not happening and you take a flyer on a guy, you put him in the first round. I think people in the building expect that you're going to give him a real shot.
Yeah, he'll get a shot.
And they want him to really pan out.
But if it doesn't work out, it's not a killer.
For the front office and the coach, it will
Right, but
be.
For the, I'm talking about, I mean, who cares about those guys? I'm talking for the team. Here's the question. I think
it's
a lot of
failed quarterback now.
Yeah, but they could still get back in on Arch. If this fails, it really means nothing in the big picture for them. It's
Gio.
25.
Okay, Mike.
He's basically a second round pick.
Are you feeling that way, Manny? Yeah. Or you feel, as a Giants fan, do you feel like this is just gravy about Jackson Dart? Or do you have actual expectations that at some point he's going to be your franchise quarterback?
As of right now, I have the expectation that he is going to be the franchise quarterback. I mean, you take a look at Dable and the position that he's in, and Shane, I mean, this is the big swing that he has to take in order to save his behind. So, I mean, in Dable, we trust. What other choice do we have? We have to ride with Jackson Dart over the next 5 years, if so, if it doesn't work out. But again, if it doesn't work out the way that you say, Pearl, I'm down with that as well. Get rid of him, offload him a la Josh Rosen, and, you know, start anew and hopefully get that Ark Manning kid.
Yeah, I've
heard a few things about him.
It's so funny how many teams are like, well, Arch is going to be there for us. You know, Arch can only get drafted by one team, and there are currently seven teams that are planning to draft him.
Ark Manning.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So obviously tensions are running a little high here in New York.
Pudgy Utah Clapper.
I don't think Utah has anything to do with it. We see people come from all over the place. Some do well in big cities. Some do poorly in big cities. I don't know. It's possible. I don't think him being from Utah is going to matter.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't really make it in L.A.
Well, that's because Caleb Williams came with Lincoln Riley.
Well, there was a lot. I don't think he won the job the first year too.
He didn't win the job. He beat out Miller Moss, and then I believe he was behind Keaton Slovis.
Right.
And then Clay Helton got fired. Lincoln Riley came in, brought Caleb Williams, who won the Heisman that year. And according to Dart, he did not want to transfer. He felt like he was forced to.
Yeah,
I can't blame him for that. Then he became a three-year starter at Ole Miss.
He's been a big deal forever. I don't think he's a huge guy. Yeah, he's Gatorade Player of the Year. That is not a concern. I don't know what Utah has to do with anything. By the way, and now, the number isn't the number one pick in the NBA next year is going to be from Utah. AJ Dibitsa.
He's not from Utah.
Yeah, he's playing in Utah, though. But he's basically living in Salt Lake City. I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I just wonder if people think where you're from has any indication on how you're going to be somewhere else.
Like, I can say, like, this New York market thing is such a ridiculous myth because I've been to the Meadowlands. Like, there's nothing Manhattan about New Jersey. Well, you could be in Green Bay.
About the media attention.
Yeah, who cares? It's the NFL. Every team, you know, for one thing, you are definitely getting the beat crew. You're getting you'll be the fifth game on Fox at 1 p.m. every day. You can totally hide.
No, it's about the other stuff.
I love hiding.
It's about the fishbowl of it, not about who's calling your games at Fox.
The fans, and they turn on you quick. There's a lot of things to go into.
Right, but you're definitely like the lowest of the low. I mean, you're definitely like the most irrelevant team.
Yeah, we're definitely we're not the Commanders of last year.
Schrager said like he thought they might take Shador because the Mariners are so sick of being irrelevant. But
I think the one difference, though, is I think this is different for Dart because they passed on Shador. So this idea that he can kind of fly under the radar, I think that's gone now.
Yeah,
but
Shador,
the Giants were so not public, but they went through back channels to say, hey, that other guy is a loser and we don't like him. Like they went so far above and beyond to talk about Shador that I think now everyone's like, all right, Jackson Dart, like, you better be nice, bro. Because if you go out there and you look like Daniel Jones or Matt Corral, like, then that's going to be concerning.
Well, worse if Shador goes somewhere better.
And like, plays great.
And plays well. Right. Like, if Shador ends up falling, well, he has fallen out of the first round. Yeah. If somehow he does become Matt Stafford's backup or something where it looks like, wow, he landed in an awesome spot, that's going to make Jackson Dart look worse. I agree with EJ.
Totally disagree. The market said he's not a first rounder. The fact that he fell the second round saved the Giants bacon in this sense. If the Rams, if some team had traded up to get Shador, then they'd compare the two. But obviously teams don't like him. He fell the second round. So that, I think that gives them cover.
Well, but if a franchise that's deemed to be better and smarter than the Giants takes Shador, it's going to immediately put more of the spotlight, I think, on Dart.
No, I mean,
and then we'll see how they play.
Also, the Giants could have also maybe waited and got Shador in the second round. Like, that's the thing. It's not just because they traded up to get another quarterback.
They were sitting there at 25, which they could have taken Shador there.
They actively passed.
Yeah, but no, if Shador is a backup next year, that's not going to hurt Jackson Dart. If he goes to a good team, then he'll be a backup. And if he goes to a bad team, which I think he's going to Cleveland, possibly.
Well,
that's not going to hurt Jackson Dart. That's going to help Jackson Dart.
Well, but they're linked, I think, is what EJ is saying. They're linked, and if Shador looks better and Dart doesn't look good, which could very well happen, by the way, because the Giants are not a good football team, and for a lot of other reasons, fans are going to be like, you passed on Shador for this bum. Like, that's going to happen.
But I think the NFL clearly viewed Dart ahead of Shador because I think the Giants knew the Saints were thinking the same thing. Why did they trade up to 25? It must have been because the Saints, the teams know what other teams are going to do. It must have been that the Saints were coming back, too.
We will get into the why of Shador falling, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. What did happen? How did Jackson Dart jump Shador Sanders in this evaluation? I've got theories. Doling out a little blame. Got that to do. Tell us what you think of your team's draft, guys. We're going to try to get to everybody, but we want to hear from you. You can listen to us on SiriusXM channel 375. You can also listen to us on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live, youtube.com/InfinitySportsNet, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork, also on X at Maggie Gray, where Perloff and I are indeed matching today, which is always a little scary. We're sharing a brain at this point.
You didn't seem very happy when you saw Pearl's outfit today.
Well, I don't usually wear sweatshirts, so that was my bad.
We both have this odd shade of bluish purple that neither of us ever wear, and we happen to pick the same things out of the closet.
I've never seen either you wear any of the things you're wearing right
now. Like, this is, it's not good, guys.
Yeah.
Like, we're spending, I can't say too much time together, but like something's happening here.
Well,
we're melding into one person.
I wanted to seem objective today and did not wear my Eagles hat or green. I wanted to see I'm not seeing this all through Eagles colored glasses. And I thought you would be wearing Bill's stuff today, but you got a nice cornerback and everything's working out.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get to Shador. Why did he fall? I've got theories. I've got blame to give out, all of that. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show.
Okay, Mike!
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face.
That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah. No, I want to hear the snap count.
Yeah.
Really? Every time?
Every time.
Do you have like a dummy clap or anything?
Yeah, we call it purple.
What's that? No shit.
Yeah.
For 3 years, you've been clapping.
He's a pudgy Utah clapper.
It's going to be a good day with Maggie and Perloff.
Oh, boy.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. Of course, that was Jackson Dart.
Of course.
With John Gruden.
Yeah, with John Gruden and then our own Gio at WFAN New York ripping the pick. It's so funny. I'm kind of into New York ripping the pick because generally New York doesn't read the room right when it comes to football.
You're saying that maybe this could be the best thing that ever happened to Jackson.
Of all the fan bases, they're not one that usually nails it when it comes to the pigskin. They're pretty good at baseball. The Knicks look all right, but generally they're always wrong about football.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think this is just a New York thing. I think when your franchise has been bad at this for a little bit, you start to see some warning signs. So this is not just New York. I think you're seeing a little, it's not the same as Daniel Jones, but you're starting to get a little worried that, you know, whether it's a different regime, no matter what it is, you've just been a little snake bitten here with trying to find QBs.
I do think there's a little New York-y to it because New York, because it's such a big market, there's so much pressure. You always do the short-term answer. Mm. And that's why New York, the Giants and the Jets are consistently, that's why you haven't had a title here in what, 500 seasons?
The Jets were actively tanking for Trevor Lawrence. They just messed it up and they've got Zach Wilson.
But generally, I think there's a reason all the New York sports are bad. I think they run into the same problems again. All the teams. Isn't it amazing that the Jets and Giants are the bottom two of three teams in the last 15 years and they both play in the same city?
I mean, it's not amazing if you watch how they operate. For very different reasons.
Get him out.
Listen, his team won a Super Bowl.
I'm going back on vacation.
No, it's just weird to me that the Giants and Jets are parallel bad for this last decade.
Well, this hurts the Giants fans because they used to be able to push Jets around like little brother, but now they find themselves like right there with them. So it's tough. Listen, I rooted for a team that stunk for 20 years. It's hard. Adrian is in Maryland. We're talking about Shador Sanders and why he fell out of the first round. Adrian, what do you think?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. He fell because he's supposed to fall. He's a second rounder. The measurable says that. Everything around him says that. Also, I don't know what telecast you guys were watching. Mm-hmm. Mel Kiper needs it. He needs a Shador car flag on his car.
They're going to say Shador cleansing.
Yeah.
An exorcism.
The telecast on ESPN, they showed the highlights like Shador was the number one pick. They disrespected Cam Ward so much on that telecast. I was mad. I want to turn the channel so bad. It's just crazy. Cam Ward should boycott ESPN. Just the way they made him look. Like I said, it looked like Shador was the number one draft pick. If you didn't know anything about football and just tuned into that, you'd be like, "Oh, Shador's the number one draft pick and the quarterback of the NFL." That was crazy. But my Cowboys, I like their pick up the middle. They're going to be strong. maybe move Tyler over to tackle and Guyton back to guard where he's familiar with. So we'll see from there.
True.
Adrian, thank you. See, here's the thing. I don't want to seem like I'm just covering for like another network or something, but here's the thing about the draft, like everything that's on TV, it's a TV show. So I get it. People are maybe a little turned off that Cam Ward is on the clock and they're showing Shador Sanders highlights. It's a television show. They're doing a different thing.
Get out of here. This is a Mel Kiper's off his rocker. There's no excuse for this. That was insane the way that they covered Shador. And by the way, I'll tell you one thing. Nick Saban, I forgot they were on. We didn't even talk about that set. Mm-hmm.
If you had
he
taken
loved some Cam Ward, which made me really excited for Tennessee. He explained in like 5 minutes, he's like, "This is what Cam Ward does well." I was like, "How come none of the other networks are talking about that? Why are they on Shador?"
If you had taken a shot for every time Nick Saban said, "This guy," you'd be face down in a ditch right now.
Let's watch it then, boys.
You'd be in a coma. I mean, it's a crutch, you know, that he didn't say anybody's name. This guy, this guy, this guy, this guy. And all of a sudden, you'd just be puking in the toilet.
I loved it, though. I like the colloquialness of it. Like,
here's the guy.
Yeah, just like, oh, this guy I've been watching. This guy's great. Like, he doesn't.
Here's number one.
Yeah, he doesn't know any of these players on other teams. Aren't
here's
Alabama.
The guy.
What was he on? Because when I got home, I threw on ABC by accident. I was like, oh, never mind. I went to NFL Network and never moved. So what was Saban on?
ABC.
ABC.
But I don't know. Was he there the whole night? Because
I don't think he was on the main set.
Yeah, he was on a separate set with Herb Street, wasn't he?
Okay. I didn't see either one of them.
What's up with that?
I felt like he disappeared after a certain time. Like I didn't.
Well, he's old.
Yeah, maybe
he's a landlord.
Contractually obligated to do picks 1 through 10.
How long was it on ABC, too? I'm not totally sure because I got caught up. Maybe they didn't have. Did they have the whole night?
Yeah.
I think they did, yeah.
They had the whole first round
until 11:45.
You mentioned Saban not being there very long. I mean, when the SVP hit he did, it was still light outside. So he did that right after that pick was made. So
did he go to McAfee?
Yeah, I think he was on McAfee at one point. Yeah.
Did they blow through the local news for the draft on ABC? Yeah. I don't really. Okay.
I don't know.
There were so many, because I also got into the McAfee thing on my computer because our buddy Peter Schrager was there. It was amazing. He's probably the best voice all of last night. So there's a lot of ways to watch this draft. And the Athletic show with Diana Rossini.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was not expecting Mike McCarthy to make an appearance, but I should have known Green Bay. You know, obviously he's got a street named after him there.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Mike's looking like Big Mike. There's also a video circulating.
Look out, folks. Wow.
Dude.
Everybody have some veggies.
You saw Pat McAfee took a little puff, and I was like, hey, Mike, want some? Mike's like, I'm good.
He's definitely smart. McAfee's taking a puff off a vape pen in the middle of the broadcast and then offers it to head coach Mike McCarthy. What do we think was going to happen? He says no thanks, and then McAfee throws the vape pen into the crowd.
Do you think if
man of the people.
That sounds like a felony?
If McCarthy would have taken that puff, you think he never gets an NFL job again?
Why?
I think he's actually more likely to get a job. I don't know. He's not getting a job now, unfortunately. I don't think he's a terrible coach, but you know, we did that discussion for 5 years with the Cowboys.
Feels like he's gotten his shots. He might be done.
Speaking of the Cowboys, we will get to them not only drafting Tyler Booker, but Jerry Jones on a very specific reason why they wanted this particular person. So we'll get to that in a moment. Bogus has headlines.
Guys, the under for QBs taken in round one hit last night. Just two, Cam Ward, but not Shedeur Sanders. The Giants coming back into the round at number 25 to go with Jackson Dart, leaving Sanders available moving towards round two tonight in Green Bay. Just as many running backs and tight ends were picked as quarterbacks. Ashton Jeanty to the Raiders, Omarion Hampton to the Chargers, and Colston Loveland to the Bears, Tyler Warren to the Colts. Jeanty telling Westwood One after being picked number 6, he is ready for Vegas.
Max Crosby hit me yesterday. He said, man, I'm excited to be, you know, possibly going to war with you, and, you know, I'm ready to go to war with everybody over there.
Running back Trevion Henderson, one of the best available here in day 2. The Clippers are 1-for-1 in the postseason in their new building.
Harden feeds it for Zoo. Left block Batum. Left corner Kawhi. Open for 3. Buries it. Leonard laces the triple and the Clippers up 23. 103-80.
Carlo Jimenez on Clippers radio. Kawhi scored 21. 20 apiece for Harden and Norm Powell. L.A. ran away from Denver for a 117-83 win. And a 2-1 series lead.
Did you see what they gave out? Oh, Manny, you sent this to the
group chat. Yeah, I did. I sent it to the group chat. Yeah, they had some like horse heads to put on your head when Nikola was at the free throw line for the wall at the Clippers game. It was
looks like
smart.
It may have worked. I don't know what Jokic went from the line, but they blew him out. So
I really like the wall.
Me too.
It's like the Clippers, they've found something with that. That's cool.
The Knicks, survived game 3 in Detroit, 118-116 for a 2-1 lead there. And the Thunder set up to sweep the Grizzlies now after a huge Game 3 rally, down 29 in the second quarter. OKC won in Memphis, 114-108. The Grizzly collapse, including Ja Morant crashing to the floor on a second quarter layup, not returning with a bruised hip. So second straight night, a guy accidentally-ish gets undercut in the air and can't finish a huge game.
This one was scary. Because it was the second fast break that had happened, right? So Lou Dort, I think, is trying to do anything he possibly can to stop this because they look like they were getting run out of the building because the Grizzlies were up by 27, I think, at this point. Something like that?
Yeah, 26, 27. I mean, this is the very early stages of them falling apart.
Yeah, I mean, the Grizzlies scored 40 points in the first quarter. Yeah. They came ready to play in this game, and Dort just... I don't think it was a dirty play. I don't think it was on purpose, but he was certainly trying to get in the way. I was a little surprised there wasn't a scuffle on the court after that, by the way.
Are we calling him soft, too, like Jimmy Butler?
Crossed my mind.
Okay. Butler, by the way, reportedly has a deep glute muscle contusion.
Excuse me? Oh, my God.
That, apparently, according to ESPN, is best case diagnosis, but it still leaves him in real jeopardy of missing game 3 of this series with the Rockets.
Can you say again what it was?
Deep glute muscle contusion.
Yeah. He has a bruised butt. He's got a deep bruise in his butt.
You stepped on Maggie's joke.
No, I'm sorry, Maggie. I'm sorry.
She wanted to say the A word.
This is what it is.
Yeah. That's factually true.
Factually true. Deep glute bruise.
Just get one of those hyper ices, you know, work on this.
A Theragun.
Yeah.
I'm sure the Warriors, world class medical team, does not know about the medical.
Fire
up the Skagies pool.
I don't even know who it was for, but did Charles Barkley offer his medical assistance as well? He said, shoot him up with Toradol, and then, oh, then, yes. then it devolved. I think they were talking about Jimmy Butler. Then it devolved into blue pills for everybody.
No, specifically for Kenny Smith, which I don't think America really needed to know whether that was an issue for Kenny.
What about McAfee's vape?
But Charles, actually, for some reason, Charles goes, hey, I'll get him some Toradol. I'm like, you what?
You got a guy?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, in reality, he fell on his butt. He's a pain in the ass, as Maggie says. Yeah. Give him a shot and get him on the court. What are we doing here?
Give him a shot.
Why
in the
are we
ass.
Even talking about this? Give him a cortisone shot and, like, let's play.
He's
an idiot and a fool.
We got playoff hockey last night as well. Overtime in Ottawa.
The Leafs win the draw. Shot by Benoit. Scores! Benoit! Holy mackerel of all people! He sets up the winner in game two. He wins game three. Simon Benoit!
That's the great Joe Bowen on Leafs Radio. Toronto getting a 3-2 win in Ottawa for a 3-0 lead on the Sens. The Panthers took a 2-0 lead on the Lightning with a 2-0 win in Tampa. They wild up 2-1 on the Golden Knights after a 5-2 home victory, and the Blues hammered the Jets 7-2 to avoid an 0-3 hole. The Tampa Bay Rays win in extras in Arizona for the second straight night, this time 7-4-10. And Messi and Inter Miami, 2-0 losers at the Vancouver Whitecaps in the first leg of their CONCACAF Champions Cup semifinal. They play again Wednesday night in Florida, which will allow us to again explain aggregate scoring to Perloff, I'm sure.
Excited about that. Quickly, I want to get to Russ, who's in California. Russ, big Raider fan, but you are not thrilled about the selection of Ashton Jeanty. Why not?
Good morning, guys. He's a good running back, but I felt that we needed either a D-line or an O-line, especially an O-lineman, with our track record on having our quarterback on the loose all the time. I think we could have got Trevion Henderson in the second round, because I think Henderson's a much better all-around back. More importantly, he can pick up the blitz. That's my take on that.
Yeah. Russ, sorry, your connection's not that great, but I want to tell people what you're saying if you're coming in a little bit low there. You know, kind of looking at Jeanty as a little bit of a luxury pick. You know, he's obviously a huge offensive weapon because he can run the ball and he's a good pass catcher, but he's not great in pass protection, or is at least not great now. He could become better at that. Saquon Barkley got better at that.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, and what Russ was saying is Trevion Henderson could have been a second round pick who he thinks is a better all around back.
They pick 37th tonight, fifth pick in the second round. I don't know that they, first of all, I don't know that Trevion Henderson is there. Could easily go in these first five picks. I don't know if they knew Henderson was going to be available. It was funny, the Broncos were linked to a running back. They pass, and then the Chargers jumped on Omarion Hampton. So you never know. You can't plan that out. I agree. I think this was an Armand Membu spot, which, I guess the Raiders, I think I saw them say that, yeah, we did debate this. You know, should we go O-line or running back? Jeanty's amazing, so it's hard to fault that. I think he's going to be a star, but that line does worry me. If I'm looking at the Raiders next year, I worry they're going to be really bad because of the O-line. If they're bad, it's the O-line. It's got to be what it is. I know they've drafted that, and they have some players, but Colton Miller's going to be at the end of his contract. They have some issues. I'm a little nervous for your Raiders, Mag.
Well, the other part is the defense is not very good. I mean, they've got some names that you know, but they need a lot of work. Jeanty there is, it feels like a luxury pick.
Well, I think the key, they want to keep the ball on the offensive side to keep that offense away from, they don't want the defense on the field. They want Saquon with the Eagles. If Jeanty is effective, that means the defense doesn't have to play as much. You don't have to see as much Mahomes and Herbert. They have a plan, but if the line can't execute, it won't work.
How did one Dallas Cowboys superstar react to their draft pick? We'll bring that to you next. And more Shedeur Sanders. Why did he drop out of the first round? We've got theories and we've got opinions. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Oh, I think I know what's coming. This NASCAR race preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. Manny hit us. Where are they this weekend?
Guys, after remaining idle last week, the NASCAR Cup Series is at my favorite track. It's the Jack Links 500 from Talladega Super Speedway. Who will attack those incomprehensible bank turns and avoid the big one in those 188 laps? Could it be Kyle Larson, who won at Bristol last time out? Perhaps standing leader William Byron? What about last season's winner of the spring race at Dega? And Tyler Reddick. We'll all find out. The Jack Links 500 from Talladega Super Speedway.
Shake and bake, baby. Waves,
Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern.
I love Talladega Nights. Is top five sports movies of all time. The accuracy, you know, when he's running to the end of the finish line in the last scene. Amazing.
What does our brothers to the south call you? Hey, Zeus.
Manny Tires, fantastic job. Let's get to the Cowboys quickie. We don't have to really speak fluent Jerry to know that they were probably going with an offensive lineman with the 12th pick last night. That's what they did. Tyler Booker from Alabama. I can't kill the Cowboys for these picks. I know we're getting a little bored by it, but they pick guys on the offensive line, and those guys go to the Hall of Fame. So I'm not...
I am not with you on that at all.
The guy he's replacing is going to the Hall of Fame.
I hear you, but... They're in their new trend. They draft either people named Tyler or people named Smith. And yeah, but this line stunk last year. And they've been drafting heavy line. I think that it worked in the past. I don't think it's a guarantee that you could recreate that just by drafting all these guys. But go ahead.
Here is Micah Parsons, of course, was doing his own live stream last night to break down all the draft picks. You really want to listen to this for the silence of it. He is stunned by the selection.
The Dallas Cowboys are selecting. Tyler Booker, offensive lineman from Alabama, is the official pick out of the Crimson Tide. Hold on. I am excited about this pick.
Doesn't sound like it. Now, listen, Micah Parsons, he's not the one laughing, by the way. That was somebody else, and Adam Lefko was setting up the pick. But he just has this pregnant pause, you know. This wasn't exactly, you know, Travis Hunter when he found out he was going to Jacksonville and he's, like, jumping all over the place. Micah Parsons wasn't happy. I obviously wanted somebody on the defense, and he says that. But, you know, he saved it, Perloff. He did. He explained why he was stunned by the pick. Let's hear more from Micah.
Hold on. I am excited about the pick. This guy is a beast. He is a beast. And I look at him and Tyler Smith, guard on guard with Zach Martin leaving. This is one of them picks. Wow. He is a beast. He is a beast. I just wanted to see that on my side of the ball. That's it. But this guy's a beast. I'm not mad at the pick. I get it. Look. That's the type of excitement I had when I was a Cowboy. This is what I'm talking about. Yeah, oh God. Yeah. Oh God. This is the type of excitement I had. Like.
Okay. So that's what Micah Parsons thinks about the whole thing. Yeah. Wanted a little help on defense. Can I tell you what Jerry Jones had to say?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so this is written. We don't have the audio of it, but Jerry Jones says, put Tyler Booker in there with the big BB, their center. Put him in with Tyler, and we might be able to tush push.
Mm.
This is the plan here. I think the Cowboys want to start doing the tush push. The only problem is the tush push is probably going to get banned before the season starts.
Yeah, I saw Goodell talk about it last night. I have a feeling it probably will survive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's eventually going to get banned, I think. So to maybe Jerry was just being funny here, tongue in cheek, that they want to start doing the tush push, or maybe they do.
Yeah. Kiper shredded this pick, by the way. He said he had Tyler Booker as like the 30th player. It's just a pure need pick. Man, why won't they draft a wide receiver? Like, they're dead. They're dead in the water. I think Cowboys are in big trouble.
See, but how do you kill a team who because just gave the quarterback.
Because you need a wide receiver.
Okay, but you just gave your quarterback $60 million. Right. Okay, so you're invested. He's coming off of an injury.
Yeah.
You don't want to try to build a wall in front of him?
Who is he throwing to? There are four guys on CeeDee Lamb. Who's he handing the ball to?
Well, listen, first of all, running backs, I think you can find later. Let's not kill the Cowboys front taking running back there. Wide receivers, you can also find later in the draft.
I don't know.
I'm not burying the Cowboys on this one at all.
Oh, man. I think the Cowboys are in trouble. I really do. Their schedule's impossible next year. All their good players are hurt. I don't know that this, because they've been drafting these O-line guys and it's not doing anything. They were terrible last year. They were 25th against the pass protection last year.
Listen, they were a 12-win-a-year team for 3 years in a row.
Yeah, because of those old picks. The new picks aren't doing enough.
888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Why did Shedeur Sanders fall out of the first round of the draft? We'll tell you next.